Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
NPR is reporting that e-commerce giant Amazon has plans to split its second headquarters between two locations, one of them in Northern Virginia. Other reports have also mentioned New York City and Dallas. Notice Boston isn't on that list. Maybe Amazon just isn't that into us. Joining me now in the studio is WBUR Bostonomics reporter Callum Borchers to tell us more about the latest with Amazon's HQ2. Welcome.
Great to be back.
There's been a flurry of reports these last few days. So what do we know at this point about Amazon's second headquarters?
So we now have multiple reports saying that Amazon is not going to pick a single HQ2 for 50,000 jobs, as it previously had said, and is instead going to split evenly between two locations and put about 25,000 jobs in each of those two spots. Boston does not appear to be among the rumored final three or four. You've got multiple reports saying that the Crystal City neighborhood of Arlington, Virginia, just across the river from Washington, D.C., is one of them. The New York Times says that Long Island City in Queens is the other, but nobody else has confirmed that. So it appears that perhaps Dallas or even Austin could still be in the running, too.
Callum, there was a lot made about there's going to be this second headquarters, you know, just like Seattle, somewhere else in the country. Why split it into two?
It could be that it's just hard to find enough talent in a single location to fill 50,000 jobs. And keep in mind, that was probably going to be ramped up over the course of a decade. But nevertheless, you're talking about a huge lift, and you would also perhaps be just pulling people away from other employers that are already in those places. And I imagine that city officials in those locations, certainly here in Boston, people have been complaining about the possible downsides of an employer that large just parachuting in.
Yeah, you know, talent was one of the things that Amazon said they were looking for. What else were they looking for, and how are these other potential cities a better match with those criteria than Boston?
Well, so initially they were looking for a place big enough to accommodate the 50,000. That appears to have changed. They were also looking for a place with a highly educated workforce. So you're looking for proximity close to a lot of universities and colleges. That was one of the big selling points in Massachusetts. We heard Boston Mayor Marty Walsh talking up the fact that we've got 26 colleges and universities just within Boston proper and something like 75 in the area. That certainly checked one big box. Another thing would be proximity to mass transit, being in a major metropolitan area, and having close access to airports, too, so that people can make business trips. Those were among the criteria. A lot of cities check those boxes, but if it is New York and Washington, D.C., those would obviously be two of the biggest box checks.
Now, Callum, when they launched this, it was a competition, and a lot of cities and communities offered big incentives to try to attract Amazon as the second headquarters. Now Amazon's splitting this out. Are they going to be on the hook for the same level of incentives with this new situation?
I think that's probably one of the details that's being worked out now in these final days. I can't imagine that a place like New York, which had offered both state and city incentives, would give away everything that was expecting to get 50,000 jobs in return if, in fact, it is only going to get 25. I think that's one of the details that will have to be hammered out. The big question mark, of course, is whether Governor Andrew Cuomo will still be on the hook for changing his name to Amazon Cuomo, or perhaps, as you suggested before the show, Tiziana, he can just compromise and make it his middle name.
His middle name, exactly. So that raises an interesting question. Half an HQ2 is not a whole HQ2. Is it less attractive for Amazon to come to your city now?
You know, it might be. Obviously, 50,000 has less economic impact, 25, I should say, has less impact than 50, but there's also less of the negative impact as well. So that may mean, for example, that housing prices don't get as out of control as if you had 50,000 high-paid workers. Keep in mind, this is not including all the folks working in the fulfillment centers in the warehouse. I mean, Amazon has billed this as high-paying six-figure jobs, and so gentrification was one of the big concerns. Throw in also congestion and strain on your mass transit systems. So those concerns could be mitigated by cutting the workforce in half.
Yeah, so promise and strain. What about here in Boston? What are the pros and cons of us not apparently being on this final list? And what does it mean for us that they're probably not coming, it sounds like?
So one of the cons would certainly be sort of a blow to the ego. I think one of the things that the Boston tech scene has had stuck in its craw for a long time is this sort of second fiddle status next to Silicon Valley. And one of the raps on Boston is that it can't keep and grow the big ones, even if they stay here. I mean, we all know Facebook started in a Harvard dorm room, but it got away. It was nice that Mark Zuckerberg said in 2011 that if he had to do over again, he would probably just stay in Boston, but he didn't. And so that's one of the big ones. On the plus side, however, you do avoid some of those big congestion and housing crunches that could come with a huge employer like Amazon.
Okay, so some pros and cons to the fact that we might not get the Rose. Nevertheless, I've heard you mention they have a big presence here, Amazon, and there's great opportunity for Boston nonetheless. So sort of wrap up by telling us a little more about that.
Well, that's right. This was never an all or nothing proposition. As it is, Amazon already employs about 3,500 people in Massachusetts. They've got offices in Kendall Square, in Back Bay, in Fort Point. They're already planning to open another one in the Boston Seaport District with 2,000 jobs by 2021, and that could actually double if they take on a second office building that's right next door and make it 4,000. So this is already one of the major employers in Greater Boston and will continue to be with or without HQ2.
And with that growth, could they become the biggest employer in Boston at some point?
They could be among the biggest. Some of it depends on what large legacy companies like GE do. They were planning to have bigger expansion. It seems like maybe now they're getting cold feet. And of course, we also have other big tech players as well that continue to grow. I'm thinking of companies like DraftKings and Wayfair and Care.com. These are some of the other big players that continue to grow, not to mention all the large biotech companies in Kendall Square. So they'll have a lot of competition for that status.
Yeah, well, isn't that going to be interesting? WBUR Bostonomics reporter Callum Borchers, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be with you.
Appreciate it. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.